This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus to go through a lot of the research that's been done the last week or so. Ken prides himself with being connected to all the technology, to all of the things that are reported on in these journals. But there is a crack in some of the journals, and I think that Ken has been shaken a little bit. I think we talked about in a couple of previous incarnations, Ken, what happened when some of these journals had to retract the information that they'd published on the they called it the cocktail, right? The Z-Pak connected to the use of the malaria drug, and where all of that has gone. So where has it? Give us a quick summary of that and where it's all gone.
Before you're talking about the retraction from Lancet,
why they had to do it, and what that's done to your the sanctity of these journals. I mean, Lancet, probably the most prestigious of all of the medical journals, they had to eat their words, and a couple of others had to as well. So what does that do to somebody like you, whose job it is to keep yourself up to date? You've said any number of times, stuff you learned in medical school is out the window. You learn from doing, or you learn from reading what others are doing. So what does that do, this the phony information, fake news, if you will, from the Lancet and some of these other publications that were trying to put down hydrochlorazine, or whatever is it? It is hydrochlorazine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
That too.
Well, I think, you know, you have to put this into a larger context of seeking information today. I think all Americans are realizing that the information they get in general, they have to question. Mm-hmm. And if they don't look at it themselves, they wonder. And I hear that from most people I interact with, that there's a general concern about the accuracy of the information we get from the sources we're accustomed to getting it from. And this hit medicine in the last month in a huge way. The peer review process failed. Two of the most prestigious medical journals, considered solid as can be, in America, the New England Journal of Medicine, in Britain, Lancet, both of them published information that was totally fake. And it got through the peer review process, and it immediately affected policy worldwide. And these both journals rushed to publish studies about hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin that tried to show that the combination was not only not safe, but dangerous and also ineffective. And this immediately had impact on studies that were ongoing on hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin worldwide, which were stopped, as well as studies that were planned. And some very smart scientists who read these publications on their own realized that they made no sense, that it was impossible, the sources of information, the clinical information, the patient information, and demanded to see the actual patient information, which neither journal could supply. And they went back to the authors. The authors did not supply it. And the articles had to be retracted, and they were obviously frauds, huge frauds. Now, has anybody resigned? Has anything happened to these journals? Have you heard any further follow-up? No. And here was a big failure of the peer review process. This should not have happened.
Well, but you've said before, now politics is, and we've complained as people who are living our lives and getting sick of all of the politics influencing pretty much everything we've done. We thought that medicine was safe.
Yes.
It was sanctified.
And it's
and
not.
You find out it isn't.
Exactly.
And wasn't.
It's very
and now
disturbing.
Can't be trusted in a manner of speaking.
And you know what else adds to that, Ken?
Go ahead.
Politics has entered into the decision making in medicine, and it's very disturbing to those of us who want to, like myself, who try to deal just in fact, just in the science, and when that gets put aside
corrupted
by politics, very disturbing.
Yeah. All right. So here's another example of that, if I may. I've seen any number of reports this week, and you probably have too. The most recent, a professor from Italy who was involved. Remember we talked about the French study, and we I don't remember the guy's name, but there is the in Italy where they had the coronavirus, they had a big time problem because of what, as you know, the Mossad tracked the virus being shipped from Wuhan to Iran, and the courier went through Milano, or Genoa, I think it was Milano, on his way to Tehran, and the package that had the virus in it was not secure, so the virus got out in Milan. That's why Italy had the big problem, and in Iran, they had a huge problem. Didn't get much reported on the world scene, because they did the same as the Chinese. They lied about how it was impacting their society. Iran's becoming more and more like China every day, and that's in terms of being restless. The Chinese people are very restless about all this coronavirus stuff and how it's impacted them and their economy, the same in Iran. So now comes the news that the coronavirus, this is from the original hospital and doctor who were treating all of these patients in Italy. This is something that was published in a British newspaper this past week. The virus, it's been called by some the CCP virus, I call it sometimes. It doesn't mean it's what we call it. We all know what we're talking about. So this doctor, see if I can, from the San Martino Hospital in Italy, his name is Dr. Matteo Bassetti. He's head of infectious disease there at that hospital, says that the virus is becoming far less deadly as it adapts, and explains the mutation process, which nobody over here seems to be talking about. Apparently, this virus, Ken, has mutated a couple dozen times. Who knows how many times it's mutated. But even though it's pronounced that people are getting it, in terms of infection severity, it has become a non-issue in Italy with no need for a vaccine. That's what this guy, because he says whatever vaccine is developed, and you and I have talked about this sort of thing as it applies to the flu, the vaccines, if they're made for a particular mutation and the mutation changes what the virus really is, then what good is the vaccine? So what do you know about this? Do you have a thought about whether this guy is right about the virus becoming less deadly, even though it is, you know, getting it spread around again because people are out and about and getting exposed to it, so there are more cases of it?
Well, I think the mutation of the virus needs to be confirmed by more people. And, you know, this is just my general skepticism that has gone up from dutifully following all of the reports about COVID-19. And I hope that he's right, but I would like to see this documented in different
But what good
countries.
Are the reports if they violate the trust that you had, like the stuff in The Lancet and the other?
Because
what happens is
you want multiple sources, multiple people in different countries.
But it's not good for business if doctors say, oh, the virus isn't as bad, you don't have to worry about it. Is it? I mean, not good for the drug business.
I'm not sure that they would both have the same interest, this scientist and the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah,
he's not connected.
No. There was a good story on Law and Order.
Let me just mention that there is a, just like Ebola went away, there is an interesting thought about these viruses that if they do kill all of their sources, meaning humans, then they will die out. So there is some basis for them taming themselves down a bit so that they keep their natural source
supply
alive.
That's so interesting.
It's not totally intuitive because you would think that the virus, you know, just keeps getting deadlier and deadlier.
Well, but I was told, the virus wasn't alive like bacteria. Viruses aren't alive to the extent that the bacteria that lives, actually. Viruses don't have that same sort of life.
But they mutate. They have selection. Mm-hmm. They mutate in a direction to survive. Mm-hmm. And they evolve. Maybe mutate's a strong word, but they evolve in a direction to survive, or they don't survive. So you could understand why a virus might tame itself down. The viruses that make it and survive are the ones that decrease their lethality as they get a little larger, or they themselves won't survive.
Yeah, interesting speculation. All right, we'll get to the facts, some of the reports coming up in a matter of moments from the trusted journals that Ken finds. Meanwhile, the essence of our focus on how well you're adapting to what is the reality if people aren't getting enough sleep. One of the polls that I saw suggested that since the coronavirus has gone into effect, people's sleep has been much worse. A lot of people are just plain exhausted, and they need to figure out a way to get much-needed sleep during the continuation of our lockdown, if that's what it is. So let me get to the bottom line. You know the products that come from MyPillow are all made in America, and the pillows themselves, you can wash them, and you can dry them. It's a fabulous way for you to enhance your ability to get a good night's rest. Very important to keep your health. Go to MyPillow.com and take advantage of the BOGO offers right now. Pillows, sheets, the whole Megilla. Buy one set of sheets or towels, get another one free. That's the special BOGO deal on the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
You might remember Dr. McCoy's tricorder from Star Trek. It's a small device that scanned patients, and that's the idea behind MedWand, winner of the CES Last Gadget Standing Contest. Developer Dr. Samir Kamar tells us how it works.
It's got three different modes. You can actually do a self-exam if you happen to be medically knowledgeable or have somebody in the family who does that. So you can do that, and you can actually record all your own vitals, store them, forward them to whoever you'd like. It also has a live examination mode where I, say as a doctor, would actually examine you anywhere in the world in live time over the computer. And it also has an assist mode. So let's say a nurse is with a child in a daycare center. The nurse can put the device where she needs to or he needs to, and then the doctor in some other city can also provide supervision as well.
And the MedWand includes many diagnostics tools like an EKG, vital signs, and more. Head over to MedWand.com to learn more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Don't forget, Dr. Ken has a podcast, the Good Day Health Show podcast with Ken and with Jack. The most recent Ken podcast is a focus on the medical journals predicting that the death toll from the virus will double by the end of the year. And there's also a discussion about sexual activity and how much it's dropped for various reasons. So catch what Dr. Ken has to say every week in podcast form at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Yes. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so we've talked about some of the speculative items when it comes to the virus and where it's going. Let's get to the report from Sweden, Ken, on the actual numbers. And do we even know? A lot of people here in America say the hospitals are not reporting the deaths properly. So is Sweden doing it properly?
Well, you know, if we question everything, talk radio can go off the air in every sense. So, I mean, at some point we have to look at it ourselves, make these analyses ourselves, and then interpret them and report them, and talk radio won't go away. So let's just look at a report out of Stockholm, which has caught the attention of a lot of us. And I read it myself, and I think it's believable. I really do. And this report in Stockholm looks at the fatality rate of COVID-19 in Sweden. And what they show is that it's been around overall about 0.6%, but with sharp variations between age groups. And that's the key point. The virus is fatal in approximately 4.3% of cases among the over 70-year-olds, compared with only 0.1% of cases for those under 70. And these figures suggest it is around 6 times as deadly as the seasonal flu. So if these numbers are correct, and they did do some estimations, I read this myself, but they're probably close to what is actually true. And if this is in fact correct, it brings up a lot of questions about public health policy here in America. And it just shows where the risk is. It's in people 70 and over. And we also know some of the other risk factors. You know what the biggest risk factor for, and we're talking now for severe COVID-19. Yep. Mm-hmm. The biggest risk factor for severe COVID-19 is what? It's obesity.
Yep.
And then it
becomes, that's why more blacks are dying of it, because more blacks have diabetes and are overweight, right?
Give me a second. Yeah. It's the other risk factors then become diabetes, and then uncontrolled hypertension. But age is a huge risk factor. And we, in America, we've been thinking about 65 and over. You hear that quoted often. But in the Swedish study, they found at 70 is when it really gets bigger. And here it's dramatically different. So what we should be doing, the take home from this study, is we should be protecting the 70 and over, and maybe they should be, you know, locked down and kept away from the younger people and kept away from the ill, and be very cautious with those folks. And lockdown's a strong word, but those are the folks who really need to be cautious. Social distancing, very much so, wearing masks, keeping the hands clean, which is good advice for all of us. But the 70 and over is the group we really need to be careful about. And then the rest of us can go and live our lives as long as we social distance, which is most important, wear masks, and keep our hands clean. This study from Sweden is showing that the younger folk can go live their lives.
Yep. I think that that's something that we really need to spend some time on. We will, as we get into the second half hour of the program, how the governments in various states like California completely overreact. Now we're going back into into lockdown or into closing beaches and restaurants. And so we were open, now we're going to close. The overreaction is pathetically ridiculous, in my estimation, for those people that you're talking about, the younger people. Older people, different story. More of that coming up in the next half hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth, tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Four U.S. states, Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas, have reported a combined 25,000 new coronavirus cases as the infection curve rose in 40 of the 50 states heading into the 4th of July holiday weekend. With the number of daily confirmed coronavirus cases nationwide climbing past 50,000, an alarming 36 states saw an increase in the percentage of tests coming back positive for the virus. Dr. Anthony Fauci said, "We've seen a very disturbing week," in the live stream with with the American Medical Association. The surge has been blamed on Americans not covering their faces and not following social distancing rules as states continue to lift their lockdowns. The U.S. recorded 51,200 new confirmed cases, according to the tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. That's a doubling of the daily total over the last month, and even higher than what the country witnessed during the most lethal phase of the crisis in April and May. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With less than 5 months until the 2020 election, a survey of religious voters is showing a decline in support for the president, and USA Radio's John Clements reports.
The latest survey of 4,700 adults by the Pew Research Center finds Mr. Trump is facing a 10 percentage point deficit in his race against Joe Biden. Greg Smith of the Pew Research Center tells us that decline was also evident in one of Mr. Trump's strongest voting blocks in the last election.
Well, our current survey shows that the number of people who give Donald Trump positive ratings for his handling of his job as president is down across a variety of religious groups in the United States. That includes white evangelical Protestants.
John Clemens, USA Radio News.
A California bill aims to change working conditions for warehouse workers who have come under increased scrutiny from major retailers that track their every move. The bill, AB 3056, aims to ensure that workers are not penalized for time spent on personal hygiene, such as hand washing or using the restroom. Many workers say automated monitoring systems warn management if they spend too much time off their task. The bill would apply to warehouse workers for Amazon, Walmart, Target, and other large retailers across California, which has the most warehouses of any state, according to the data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The bill would ensure that warehouse workers are paid overtime if they are compelled to work beyond their prescribed quota in a given day. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Back in the saddle, if you will, here, Dr. Ken, Doug Steffen, with Good Day Health. You can get the podcast and the show at gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, so we've been talking about how to protect, who to protect, how to protect, based on the Sweden study, and it makes nothing but sense. When you've explained that, I think the political ramification of this, we're back to politics, Ken, and how some states are going back off the wall. Some of the bigger states, New York, California, on the East Coast, certainly down in Jersey, the things are being shut down again.
Well, let me make a – you were talking about lockdowns in California before the break. Let me just make an observation. California, which has been among the most locked down states in the country, I mean, you were living it and got out of there because you saw it coming, right? To you yourself, we don't have to believe the report. You were there, and you know what's going on
there. I spend the winters in California. And when I saw this coming and I knew what the political realities are, government wants to control everything there, I got in my car that day, and within hours, and I just drove back east.
So you can confirm it's one of the most locked down states in the country.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes. It's sickening.
Okay. Now you compare that to Texas, which has been among the least locked down states in the country. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Now, where do you think the per capita death rate is much higher, in California or in Texas?
California.
Correct.
Another question. Yeah.
Correct.
Now, it's not that the two are related, but to unrelate them, to uncouple it, what's the point of shutting everything down if it doesn't seem to protect your citizens? Maybe there's something else wrong with what you're doing. Yes?
That's the point I'm trying to make.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Another report here. This is the CDC focusing on people and how they get it. And this is something also that shakes your, those of you who spend all your time wasting your time watching CNN, listen to this.
From the CDC this week, we learned that a majority of Americans who are diagnosed with COVID-19 do not know who passed the virus to them. So even though we are well aware of what we should do to lower dramatically our own risk of getting COVID-19, which is wearing a face covering, social distancing, which is probably the most important, and keeping our hands clean and off our face. Still, when you do surveys of people who have been diagnosed with COVID-19, over half of them have no idea where they've gotten the virus from.
So, what does that tell you? When people come into your clinic,
it tells me that people need to stay out of crowds.
Everybody, the younger people want to be in crowds. They want to go to the beach. They want to go to the bar. They want to go to concerts. They want to,
and they want to protest.
Yeah, right. And another very interesting and enlightening study and conclusion. All right, up next, this is talking about MyPillow and the sleep debt that people have from the virus. People try to catch up on the weekends. Apparently, that's not a solution, right?
Well, many of us have sleep debts. We go around tired, and I think, as you alluded to, I think during COVID-19, with its associated changes in our lives, anxiety, not getting to the gym as much as we had in the past, that people have accumulated a larger sleep debt. And one tries on the weekend to get rid of it, and this study in sleep medicine this week shows that that's not possible. Let me suggest, if you have a sleep debt, most of us do, to erase that sleep debt for 2 to 3 weeks. Go to bed when you're tired, and then just wake up rested. And if you do this consecutively for 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to feel so much better, and you're going to get rid of that sleep debt.
Maybe that's what vacations are all about, Ken.
And then going forward, you need 7 to 8 hours a night of sleep. Well, 2 to 3 weeks vacations, I don't know where those are anymore.
I don't either. What about naps? Let's throw naps into it, because I take a nap almost every day now, because I don't get enough sleep, especially in the summertime, but even in the winter when I'm, you know, I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to do the radio program, I need to have a nap there. And naps help you with the sleep debt?
Well, naps help you maintain yourself once you get rid of your sleep debt. But once you have a significant sleep debt, it's hard with a little bit of napping, because the napping is just trying to keep you from not increasing your sleep debt.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a sleep debt, I think the only way you're going to get rid of it is the way we just discussed.
That really is food for thought, isn't it? Okay, let's see. What else? Dr. Ken here from Lake Cardiology, his clinic in Florida, one of the foremost cardiologists, but a good generalist as well when it comes to information and what he uses to treat his patients. So here's a study on depression. We, many of us, no matter what our age, are getting depressed, whatever the clinical definition for that is. I've never been quite sure. But is there an age thing to factor into the discussion, Ken?
I think one of the unintended consequences of this whole COVID-19 is going to be the way we've responded to it in public policy is going to be, in the next few years, a lot more anxiety and depression.
Yeah.
And we need to be aware of it and ready for it as a medical group. And Here we learn just this week from JAMA Network Open, medical journal, that children born to mothers who had depression during or after pregnancy are nearly twice as likely as others to develop the disorder later in life. And moms who are pregnant are under increased risk of getting severe COVID-19. That's another risk group. I think most moms are probably aware of that. This is creating increasing anxiety during pregnancy and depression during pregnancy. And the news is that this is going to be passed on to their future offspring. So this is something we need to be aware of. We need to hopefully work on the mental state before getting pregnant right now and be aware of it during pregnancy, because it's not only about mom, it's about the offspring also. And this could have a big impact going forward. And interestingly, there's a speculation this week that there's not going to be a COVID-19 boomlet of births. Whether that's true or not remains to be seen.
Right. All right, we'll pause for a moment and get to a couple of more of these important stories, more observations from Dr. Kim from his perch down in Florida at Lake Cardiology. Those of you who are interested in telemedicine, or maybe even there aren't many people traveling down to Florida, not really people traveling anywhere unless they're close in. So if you're within a couple of hundred miles of Ken, you want to see him, that's cool. Or you want to do the technical telemedical connection, call Ken's office. 352-735-1400 is the name, is the number rather. The facility is called Lake Cardiology. Ken is among the most prominent cardiologists in the country. He's a great facilitator of information, as you can tell by looking to him here. I always go to him when I have any kind of medical question. So take advantage of that if you want at 352-735-1400. Talking about the virus and who gets it, certainly we've underscored for all of the time we've been talking about this how people who are heavy are most susceptible to getting the virus. So on your mind is perhaps losing the weight that you've been trying to get rid of for a long time. We're going to send you down the street of healthy weight loss, safe weight loss. Let's go to the Calitrin website, which is toploss.com. Calitrin, you haven't heard about it? Because we have new stations on now all the time, and the podcast listeners should know about Calitrin. Calitrin is the safest all-natural way to lose weight in the world. They've been around for 23, 24 years. The formula for this came from a doctor and three of his nurses who saw how easy it would be. I mean, it takes time to do this and do it well. But using this formula that doesn't have any stimulants, that doesn't have any drugs, it took work to perfect this. But now the health benefits that you can see by going to the website, what you can experience yourself and your family can experience, are not questioned. Because this stuff works. 86% of the people who take it are happy to tell you how great it is, how it works. What you want is something that works, takes the weight off, keeps it off. I suggest the 6-month program, and you can go to toploss.com, order a 3-month supply, get another three free. So you get this 6 months, stay on the program. It normalizes your body, helps you rest better, and all kinds of great side effects. Toploss.com for Calitrin, the best weight loss formula, the natural formula. Use the discount code DJV, no shipping charges, and that BOGO deal, which is right now, that's the 4th of July special. Buy three, get three free at toploss.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Recover or Die. It's a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug addiction in the United States. Recover or Die was founded by famous recovering musicians. They've been where you are right now, and they want to spread the message of hope and recovery. So here's the deal. They're working hand in hand with addiction recovery specialists and top-tier recovery centers nationwide to help you recover and get sober. Recover or Die is embarking on a huge national outreach tour to promote anti-addiction messages through a great blend of music and education. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol and they need help, call us right now, please.
800-209-5173. 800-209-5173. 800-209-5173.
All right, back we are. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. The pandemic job losses and what happens to people who need health care insurance. What's going on in that department?
Well, this is in my cubbyhole that I call the indirect effects of COVID-19 on all of our health. And there are many, and they may even be more significant to many of us than the direct effects of the virus. Our reaction to the virus was to shut down so many things. If you're in the performing industry, you don't have a job right now unless you've retrained yourself. There's so many areas that are like this. Hopefully they're coming back. But furloughs and layoffs stemming from the coronavirus pandemic have left many Americans without health insurance. And this has affected their health right now. Also, what's gone on in medicine, either directly from health insurance or just from fear of coming to the hospital or to the doctor's office or due to hospital policy to stop doing elective procedures, is that so much preventive effort has been delayed in cancer, heart disease, diabetes, weight loss. So much preventive efforts have been delayed that this is going to have a huge impact and maybe even greater. Also in mental illness, we know the overdoses. It was just reported this morning that there's been a huge increase in overdoses since this all started in the last several months. So these indirect effects of COVID-19 on our health, I have a feeling, are going to be even worse than the direct effects of the virus.
Right. All right. So one last thing. We have a moment or two for a discussion about Gilead Sciences. They're the ones that are developing remdesivir or whatever that. What is it? I don't know why I have this thing about these two drugs, but at any rate, the United States government has bought up all remdesivir. That's what? How many doses? Hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of vials of this stuff? So that we have enough of it, I guess. But the expense for doing this, you know what the expense is, $520 a dose. So that's $3,120 for a five-day treatment. Who's going to, talking about insurance, how are you going to pay for this stuff?
I don't really want to comment about it because I don't want to get myself in trouble.
I don't mind commenting about it. I think the government was not prepared. So, I mean, this is a way of getting prepared if we've decided that remdesivir is the way to do it, although you and I think that it isn't. It's very expensive and yet to be proven, but other stuff is, and that's the question I think that most people
just
are listening to.
Follow the money. That's
follow the money. Say. That's right.
And,
that's
and there, just because I have a moment to talk
no.
about an update in
we
general.
We're out of time. Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken on Good Day Health.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Time now for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. The vaccines that everybody is talking about, where are we? A lot of people want to know. What is it, the old expression? Inquiring minds want to know where we are with the vaccines and what are your predictions, given that a lot of people think that because of the mutations, anything being developed now will not be of much use. What do you think?
Let me tell you the end of the story of what I think, and then let me go back and fill in some of the details. But I think by this next spring, we're talking about 2021, there'll be a vaccine available for anyone who wants one. But let me come back a little bit, because worldwide right now, there are numerous efforts to produce a safe and effective vaccine. And ironically, the Chinese got a head start. And I think by the end of the year, there will be one or two that are safe and are somewhat effective. CDC announced that, the FDA announced just this week, that they won't approve one unless it's at least more than 50% effective. But I think by the end of the year, this year, 2020, there will be at least one or two that will be safe and pretty
effective.
But
who's going to believe that they're any good if they come out of China, the source of the problem in the first place?
Well, that's the point I was trying to make, if you allow me, is that ironically, the Chinese got a head start, and they may be the first people to have a vaccine out there on the market. And then many Americans are going to be left with the decision, are they going to take a Chinese vaccine?
No,
but I think then a few months later, a number of the American companies and those Americans working with some of the other foreign countries that are actively pursuing the vaccine, there will be more choices available. Also, this vaccine may not be 100% effective. It may give you a milder form, you know, turn it into just a common cold. And also, this vaccine, you may need to repeat it. It may not be a one-time, and then you never have to get it, but it might be in the future. You get your flu and your coronavirus vaccine each year, or at some interval, which we don't know. But bottom line is, I think by next spring, I'll put it out there as a prediction, anyone who wants a vaccine will have one available.
Okay. Well, whether to take it or not, we'll visit that at the time. All right. Next, a question about wearing a mask. A lot of people are reporting that they're wearing various masks and they're getting a problem with their skin. There's a rash developing with some of these protective face coverings. So what do we do? How do we know whether we're getting a mask that we are not allergic to, or if we are allergic, how do we, what do we, is there a cream or something on for the skin to protect oneself from this?
Well, I think that you have to do a little self-testing and find a brand, because they're all different and there are many choices out there. Find something that's comfortable to you. Face masks in general are not dangerous. Surgeons have been wearing them for forever, all day. And surgeons in general are a pretty healthy group of people. So just you have to maybe do a little individual shopping to find for yourself one that is comfortable, and it's not going to hurt you, and it's only actually may help you, and it'll also help you from passing it along to others, because this is really what you want to do. You want to avoid passing it along to a younger person who is then infected, doesn't even realize they're infected, and you may be careful about going and seeing seniors, but another person may not, and that's where so many of the older people are getting sick, interacting with people who think they're fine but are not, because in so many people you're infected and you barely or don't even know you have the infection, whereas you look to an older person, 70 or older, somebody who has the risk factors, obesity, diabetes, uncontrolled hypertension, and these are the people who, when they get exposed, get this severe life-threatening illness. But for the rest of us, it's minimal or nothing. So the face mask helps to stop the circulation of this virus, which puts certain groups at high risk.
Right. And this social distancing, or I call it personal distancing, makes some sense. It's just
a lot of sense. It's even more important than the mask.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. You can contact him at 352-735-1400. Those are the answers to questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Sheffield.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.